they get addicted to crack, that's on them, you know?
Well, I care about the people I'm getting the money to. They're close friends. I want them to be set for life. A third thing, let me ask you this. What do you guys think about Mike Calta selling out to that contract?
What? Selling out?
CNN Media Group, leaving Carmen behind.
I have no idea what you're
talking about.
What the
hell are you talking about? Yeah. I don't know that one.
What are you talking about? Mike just signed his new contract. Carmen's left behind. Galvin's at the house.
What?
They don't want to tell you how many years it is. What do you think about that?
What's CNN have to do with it?
Oh, this new company that you guys are under now have been censoring your content. What you talk about?
Ah, so this guy's trolling.
It changed everything. Mike Calta's show used to be a totally different show until this new company took over.
Nobody censors
CNN
us.
Media Group.
Yeah,
nobody tells us what to say.
Sir, I
say
wild stuff on here.
I should get fired every night. What are you talking about?
Well, you're at 9 o'clock hours. Let's put you in the morning time.
We're on the morning time all the time.
I can tell you, sir, I don't know. Yeah, that's true, Johnny. We do fill in, and no one has ever told us not to touch on anything when we filled in on the morning.
Why did they change Mike Calta's show content?
He's not allowed to take calls no more.
He don't talk about
Mike Calta does what he wants to do. He does what he wants to do. Nobody tells him what to do. I promise you that.
I got you. He's in the morning. They tell him what to do. You're in the night. You can do what you want to do. There's no secret about that.
We're not going to convince you, are we?
No,
you're going to believe what you want to believe.
You're not. I can assure you. I can tell you this. I don't know what you're talking about, and I can tell you that we've filled in on the morning, and no one has said, hey, you need to not touch on these things. This is what you can say. This is what you can't say. No one's ever done that to us, and definitely no one's done that to us at night. So, I mean, I don't know. Well, that probably doesn't do anything
for you. In the mornings, because you bring back the old school, take many calls, debate with your callers, bring up content. The Mike Calta show stopped that. You guys bring it back. We all like you for that.
You know what I think it is? I think that Mike has 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got 6 people on his show. And I think that they talk amongst themselves more. And Johnny and I just have us two. And we just end up taking more calls. I think that's just the way it goes. I don't think there's a conspiracy. Yeah. And I'm conspiracy
We wouldn't be taking calls at all if we had, you know, a bunch of great personalities.
Are you sure that the company didn't make this change? Because I feel like the company.
I'm not positive, Johnny. Like, I don't know what conversations they
gamble,
have, but
I
would
say
no.
If I had to gamble, if I had to wager, I would say that's not what's going on.
Same.
And I've heard Mike say many, many times that nobody tells him what to do, and that's one of the reasons why he likes working at this station, is he gets to do what he wants to do.
It feels like he's sold out. He left Carmen behind. She's there running the boards by herself.
What if she wanted to be left behind?
It used to be cool back in the days when he'd take calls all day, and you could debate with them just like you guys do, and Drew does.
I mean, it's just different styles, man. I don't notice it really a big difference, and I think my theory, I go back to they just have a lot of people on the show, so they end up talking amongst themselves, and they don't take many calls. That's my theory.
He's got the best.
It's like a hockey game with those guys.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the ratings. He's got the money, so he's doing it right.
Well, I've seen your TikToks. You got the money too. I've seen those hat collections, those jersey collections.
I'm broke as hell.
No,
I spend it all on jerseys and hats, bro.
Oh, your kitchen. You got a nice kitchen. You got a $400,000 house. Get out of here.
I'm renting. All right. Thanks, buddy. Later,
man.
There you go. Yeah, just you can tell when somebody just doesn't like somebody. And, you know what I mean? It's just – and you don't have to. You don't have to like people. You know what I mean? But I don't believe that he is told what to say and do. I really don't. You're right, though. We don't know. But I've known Mike for a long time, and I would be completely shocked.
I would wager, I would wager not. I think I think it's just they have so many people that they talk amongst themselves, and then they lose track of time. They're like, oh crap, we got to take a break, and then they come back. And
Think about shows evolve, and they over time. Our show is nothing like it was 5 years ago. Nothing like it was. You know, like this show used to have a ton of wacky benchmarks and all kinds of stuff. We used to do country morning post-ups and Google Girl with Anna and all kinds of bits, you know, like Jameson Johnny, all kinds of crazy like production work that went into it and stuff. And it's just like, it's kind of morphed into something different. You know, it's just how it works. You know, it's, you know, I personally like Mike's show not having all the old bits. You know what I mean? That's kind of like antiquated radio, you know, like Zoo Morning stuff to be, you know, always whacking people in the head with baseball bats or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in 2014, he buried the name Cowhead because he wanted it to be more of a, you know, he didn't want to seem like a cartoon character. You know, he wanted it to be, look, I have the biggest, best talk show in one of the best markets. I don't have to be a gimmick is the impression I got from that. And, you know, the show is kind of, it's grown, you know, into what it is. And you can't argue with ratings and success. So, yeah, I don't know. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I guess you have to go back and download some Jerky Boys.
Well, he listens. I mean, that guy sounds like he listens. He knows about Carmen being here.
That now he's under the impression that she got dicked over or something. Like I don't know the whole deal yet. I've listened a couple times since the contract was signed or whatever. Obviously somebody has to be on the board. That's what you're doing right now. I'm at home. Mm-hmm. You're on the board. Somebody has to be on the board. But I don't know that Carmen doesn't like it. You know what I mean? Maybe she don't want to drive all the way out to Lutz every day. You know, like she lives in St. Pete, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's hard to keep up. You know, I've known her a long time too. So she's lived all over. I don't know. But either way, I'm sure everybody's happy. I'm sure. I don't think Mike is purposely. And I don't understand the CNN thing. That's just I don't know what he was saying there. So
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. All right. Boy. We'll do the big story at the top of the hour with the news. Let's grab a couple calls and then hurry up and get out into the break. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who this?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Big Fritz. What up, cuz?
And I just wanted to say what you were talking about last night and earlier is exactly why I haven't been calling in that much. I really have not anything going on in my life lately. I used to think I did, but I would get all boozed up and call in. But and you know, but anyhow, you know, everybody's excited about this Mega Millions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say, you know, if we got a bunch of tickets here and if somebody here should happen to win, you know, and well, first of all, you don't tell anybody anything, but
get to the number. You know, what are you giving Will and I? Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
Well, no, but
wait, you're not going to give us anything?
No, not but
No,
bitch.
Wait, listen.
How much
listen.
You giving me?
Yeah.
What?
There's a few people that I would take care of, Lori included, because she's a sweetheart.
What about us? I don't care about Lori.
Well, wait a minute. I'm getting to that, but she's a not a Vietnam, but
I don't
want to
hear about these other people.
Okay. Look, you
don't
guys,
go down your list of your family members. I don't care about your third cousin. Fritz, give me my money.
How much,
I can't make promises that will probably never happen, but believe me.
Bye, Fritz. Guys. See you later, pal. Jesus Christ.
How dare he?
What the hell is that?
If he wins $1 billion, he's not going to break off two of his favorite radio people some cash?
He's going to give some
make promises?
Some broad? You know?
Freaking Lori? Kidding
we
me?
We entertain this son of a bitch every night.
God damn it.
Ungrateful zombie face bitch.
Yeah.
I got to go get a coffee, dude.
All right.
Do you want to talk to him?
It's up to you, man. Up to you.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, we got
let's
somebody else.